fire. But I want to share with you for just a couple of minutes. There's so many new faces that are here. I want to thank you for joining us on this Christmas Eve. We're so glad that you're here. But Christmas is one of those seasons of year that it's such a special time. We have different traditions and fun things we do. All of our families, I know many of you have different traditions, special meals that you make around Christmas time, family that you don't get to see but maybe once or twice a year, things that you do, but and there's so many fun traditions. And as a father of three boys who are actually here today because it's a family service, hey boys, one of them is sleeping. I put him to sleep already. See, but we've got so many things, but one of the awesome things as a dad is getting to watch my boys open up their gifts. And as a father, there's something special about seeing my children open up gifts. But sometimes we don't get what we're hoping for, right? You ever have a gift that you're hoping for? It's like the man who handed his girlfriend a small gift on Christmas morning. You can see she was expecting something. And she was so excited that she ripped it open. And when she found what was inside, she was not very happy. She threw it at the man and said, "Why did you get me a deck of cards?" He said, "Well, dear, you said all you wanted for Christmas was something with diamonds in it. So I got you a deck of cards." Or sometimes we dream or hope of things that are unrealistic. Like the wife who woke up on Christmas morning and turned over to her husband and said, "Honey, I just had the best dream. I had a dream that you bought me a diamond necklace for Christmas. What do you think it means?" And he said, "Honey, come tonight, you'll find out what it means." She got excited. So later that evening, as her husband came back home with a small gift, she was very excited. And of course, before everyone was getting into the presents, he said, "Honey, I want you to open this now." She opened it up, and to her dismay, was inside of that present a book entitled "The Meaning of Dreams." She was not amused. And while material Christmas gifts are something that's fun to give and fun to receive, many of us know that the meaning of Christmas, it's much more than giving and receiving of those material gifts. But the ultimate meaning of Christmas is the gift that Jesus Christ is to us, that God, our Heavenly Father, sent His own Son, that we might unwrap the most important gift of all, the gift of a relationship with God, the gift of hope, the gift of God's love and grace. And this season is all about those things. In fact, the original Christmas passage is John 3:16. You say, "I don't recognize that one," but bear with me. John 3:16 says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Some of you say, "Well, that's not a Christmas one. That's not about Christmas." But here's the truth, friend. God's love for you was so great. That's what motivated the very first Christmas. That's what's the motivation behind all of the Christmas story that we know and sing and talk about, is that God loved you, and he loved you enough to send his Son. See, as a guy, sometimes it's hard for me. It's not hard for me to say I love you to my boys or to my wife. "I love you, sweetheart." And there's no problem with me saying that. But don't you know that guys kind of have problems saying I love you to another guy? You guys know what I'm talking about? No? Yeah, exactly. We got all this stuff we do. You know, "I love you, dude. Love you, man." You know, we got to do a little grunt or, you know, do a chest bump or something. "Love you, dude. Greg, I love you, dude." Right? But it's a little different if I were to say, "Hey, Will, I so love you." That has a different meaning, right? It's a little bit harder for a guy to say that, but I want you to hear the all-powerful, almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, and this is what he says to you. He says, "I so loved you. I so loved you that I sent my Son Jesus on that first Christmas morning that you might be restored in relationship with me. I so love you." That's what God says to us. See, God has a long view of history. He doesn't just know the beginning and ending. He knows all of our story. He knows all of our struggles, all of our faults, all of our failures. And he knows all of those things, and he still loves us. The God of the universe, the almighty God, the creator of all, looks down from heaven and sees you and says, "You matter. You were worth sending Jesus." In fact, we're in the middle of a series on Sunday mornings called "You Matter to God." I want to encourage you to come check out our series as we talk about what it means to matter to God. Because God says, You're important. You matter. And God's great love for you and me in this season is a reminder that he gave us Jesus. That 2,000 some odd years ago, he sent Jesus into the world to declare that he loves us. See, God's Christmas gift to us is himself. It's so easy to get wrapped up in all the wrong things around Christmas time, to thinking about all the gifts and the shiny things that we want, or the shiny things that we want to buy for our loved ones, or so many other traditions, from good food that we like to eat. I'm going to have a Danish treat tomorrow called Æbleskiver. That is amazing. You know, I just got hungry there. I got off track. Where are we? So we have so many good traditions and things that we do around the holidays that it's easy to lose sight of what this is really all about. See, sometimes I believe the good things in our lives, even things that are good, can take place of the God things in our lives. And this season, God wants to show us and reveal to us and remind us, for some of us, of what the season's all about. That it's about Jesus, it's about his son coming. That some 2,000 years ago, God didn't just say he loved us, he showed us his love by sending Jesus. He didn't just talk about it, he demonstrated his love by sending his son. See, the gift of Christmas is really the gift of hope. The hope that we have that there's a God in the universe, that no matter what we're going through in our lives, no matter ups and downs we'll face, there's a God who loves us. There's a God who cares about us. There's a God who says we're worth saving, we're worth redeeming. And sometimes we miss that message. There's so many fun traditions and stories, but sometimes we miss even the point of the story. It's kind of like there was two boys that were telling this story. Now, we've all heard, we sang about it just a few moments ago, about the wise men that came and brought gifts to Jesus as he was born. And these boys were in a Christmas play at their school. And it was their job to represent these wise men. And so the first boy came to Jesus, and he stepped toward and held out his hand and said, "Gold." And then the second boy stepped forward and said, he stepped forward and brought a gift to Jesus and said, "Myrrh." And then the third boy kind of had a puzzled look on his face and said, "Frank sent this?" It's supposed to be frankincense. See, but we don't always get it right, but the truth is that Christmas is meant to be a reminder of this one simple truth, and the truth is this, our reminder that Christmas is all about God with us. Christmas is our reminder that God is with us. Matthew 1:23 says this, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Say those three words with me, God with us. See, God is near to us tonight, friend. He's close to us. And I want to encourage you in the middle of this season of chaos and presents and paper and all the fun stuff that we have to do and experience, remember that God is with us. That Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, was God's reminder that he is near to us. And the sad part about this season of Christmas is that of all the seasons to feel loneliness, this is a season that seems to hit some of us more than others. That it's tragic that people feel loneliness in this season, because Jesus Christ came to demonstrate to us that we are not alone, no matter what we feel like, no matter what we go through or endure, that we're not alone, but in fact, God is with us. And tonight, God is with you. You know, friend, as I was driving here, I went home for dinner, and as I was driving here, I saw giant, beautiful full moon. I don't know if you guys saw that moon, but as I was driving here, this isn't in my notes. I wanted to share this. As I was driving, I saw these clouds, and as I started getting closer and closer, the clouds covered the moon. And I thought to myself, the Lord was speaking to me that there's maybe someone here tonight that feels like the brightness of that moon has been overshadowed by whatever cloud of circumstance you're going through. The reminder is that that cloud did not diminish the light in any way. God is still with you. No matter what you go through, no matter what you're enduring, the God of the universe makes a promise to us that he is Emmanuel, God with us. And tonight, no matter what you're going through, I want you to hear that word, that God is with you. God is with you. James 4:8 declares this. It says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." See, we each have our own stories. We each have our own circumstances of where life has taken us. And sometimes we don't feel terribly close to God for one reason or another. Maybe like that cloud that's covered the bright light. We feel like, God, are you still there? But the truth remains that he says, if you will draw near to me, I will draw near to you. See, God has created us for a close and abiding relationship with himself. He's designed us for that. And 2015 may have been a year where you felt like you were far from God for one reason or another. This evening, as we celebrate, and in a moment as we're about to light candles, to be reminded of the light that came into the world, I want you to be reminded that there's a God who abides with us. There's a God who goes with us. There's a God that no matter how far we've gone, welcomes us all home. He wants us to come home to him. See, here's the thing. God's word declares that he doesn't play hide and seek. It says, draw near to God and he will what? He will draw near to you. See, God doesn't play heavenly hide and seek. I'm not saying he's not having fun. God has lots of fun. But I'm saying that when we draw near to God, when we search for him, when we seek him, the Bible declares that we will find him. When we knock, the door will be opened. But we have to search for him. We have to draw near to him, and he will draw near to us. See, God doesn't play games. See, some of you may have wandered away in this season. Maybe you didn't have a relationship with God at all. And the truth is that I want you to hear these words. You haven't gone too far from God. God's word is true, and his promise is available to you right now. If you'll open your heart to him, if you will do as the scripture said and draw near to him in this season, he'll draw near to you. The psalmist, Psalm 46:1, emphatically declares that God is our refuge, that he is our strength, and he's a very present help in time of trouble. In addition to being our very present help in time of need, Jesus came to bring us light to the dark places in our life. And as we celebrate, as we look back to that first Christmas morn, as we light the candles, we're reminded that Jesus came to bring light into the dark places of our lives, into the dark places of our soul. John 1:9 said, "The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him." See, Jesus is the true light, and he came to bring light to the world. He came to bring light to your dark circumstances and situations, the things that are scary that you go with. See, we sing songs about Emmanuel, God with us, and we can celebrate that because God is with us. No matter how we feel, he's with us. And just like the passage that we just read says, there's some here tonight that might not know him. Jesus is a light that fills this world with light, but you might not know him. Tonight, God wants to open you up. He wants you to open yourself up to an opportunity to receive his grace. God wants to make you alive with Jesus Christ. See, here's the truth. No matter what we go through this season, I want you to remember this truth, that God is with you. No matter where you go or where you find yourself tomorrow and through the next week or so through the new year, that you'd be reminded that God is with you. God so loves you. Hear him say that. I so love you. That's why I sent Jesus. And that's the reason he sent us his son, Jesus Christ. See, the truth is that God is for you. He's not against you. No matter what you've gone through or where you've been, he's for you. And he wants you to receive his love and grace because you matter to him. And the Bible tells us that our sin separates us from God. But God said, I'm not willing that would be separating us. And in his rich mercy, he sent his son, Jesus. The way, the only way to receive the free gift of God is through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. And that's what we remember as we look back on this Christmas. We remember that on that day, God demonstrated for his love for us. That on that day, he said, I love you that much. I love you so much. See, God loves you. The real question is, will you open up his gift this Christmas Eve? We're going to light our candles in just a moment, but I want to invite you to bow your heads with me as we close our time in prayer. Bow your heads and close your eyes with me. See, if you're here this evening, you may feel like darkness is pressed in. Maybe like that cloud that covered over the moon this evening. You feel like the circumstances, the situations you've been through have clouded the bright light. Maybe you've never had a relationship with God. Maybe you have and you walked away. But I don't want to leave this place without giving you an opportunity to make right that relationship with God, to open up the gift that God has for you. Before we get to lighting candles, which represent the light of life that Jesus Christ brings to us, I want to give you an opportunity to draw near to God, to receive his gift today. If you're here this evening, maybe you've never had a relationship with God, or maybe you once did and walked away into the darkness. That's you tonight. I want to challenge you and encourage you, come back to God. I want to give you an opportunity to do just that. If you're here, I don't believe you're here by mistake. Maybe you got invited by a friend, or who knows how you got here, but God does. Some of you, God wants you to receive his free gift of salvation. If that's you, I want to pray with you in just a moment. I'm not going to ask you to come down front or do anything strange, but I just want to agree with you in prayer. With every other head bowed and eye closed across this room, if that's you, you say, I want to receive God's gift of grace this season. I want to unwrap the real truth and meaning of Christmas. I want to receive his love for the first time or come home. If that's you, with every other head bowed and eye closed, would you lift up your head and would you lift up your hand so I can see you and agree with you in prayer? Anyone in this place? Lift up your eyes, lift up your hands. Thank you, sir. I see you. Anyone else in this room? Thank you. Church, can we repeat this prayer with those who are praying it for the first time? Everyone in this room, repeat after me. Say, Heavenly Father, you've said that all I have to do is come to you with faith and you would hear me. You say, draw near to you and you'll draw near to me. So as best as I know how, I come to you now. I ask you to forgive my sins. Help me change my life. Through your power and grace, secure for me everlasting life. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 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 Church, can we celebrate?